My name is Tracy Houston. I am a final year dental hygiene student studying at the School of Dental Hygiene, Queen's University, Belfast. This is a podcast available to DCPs and patients based on the dissertation I have written on the relationship between cardiovascular disease and periodontal disease. The reason why I have chosen this subject is because cardiovascular disease is on the increase in Northern Ireland. As Northern Ireland's single biggest killer, 1 in 4 people die each year due to heart disease. There are over 75,000 people living with heart disease locally, and over 61,000 of these have had a heart attack at some point. Therefore, it is an increased likelihood the hygienist will encounter a patient with cardiovascular disease in their daily working life. So I wanted to gain a wider knowledge of the association between the two diseases to provide patients with evidence-based information. The aim of my dissertation was to determine the association between cardiovascular disease and periodontal disease, and to explain the dental hygienist's role in the management of the cardiovascular disease patient. The primary methodology I used in preparing my dissertation was to collect the review literature relating to cardiovascular disease, periodontal disease and periodontitis. The medical library database QCAT Discover was used to identify relevant journals. This allowed a web search using Ovid Medline, PubMed, Cochrane Library and Google Scholar. Useful websites were the British Heart Foundation, Chest Heart and Stroke and the American Heart Association. Various abstracts were assessed to ensure the studies were related and relevant to the topic. Keywords used were cardiovascular disease, periodontitis, periodontal disease and gingivitis to confine my search. Only publications published after 2000 were used to keep them up to date as possible. What is periodontal disease? Periodontal disease is a term used to refer to a bacterial infection of the periodontium, which includes the gingiva, alveolar bone, cementum and periodontal ligament. This leads to tissue destruction and can result in clinical attachment loss and alveolar bone loss. The risk factors for periodontal disease are pathogenic microorganisms, age, smoking, genetics, stress, systemic diseases, for example diabetes, obesity and socioeconomic status. What is cardiovascular disease? Cardiovascular disease is a class of diseases of the heart and circulatory system, which include the veins, capillaries and arteries. Cardiovascular disease includes coronary heart disease, such as angina and myocardial infarction, also stroke and heart failure. It includes various problems, many of which are related to a process called atherosclerosis. What is atherosclerosis? Atherosclerosis is a chronic disease caused by fats, cholesterol, calcium and other substances deposited on the innermost layer of the endothelium of the arteries. The precise mechanism is not understood, but evidence shows that the condition can begin in childhood and the formation of fatty streaks in the arteries. As the endothelium is infiltrated by more fatty materials, primarily low-density lipoproteins, immune cells such as macrophages are drawn to the site. Macrophages become known as foam cells when filled with lipids. This causes the lesions to enlarge and thicken to form atheromas. These plaques may narrow the vessel channel, interfering with blood flow. Endothelial injury as a result of lipid deposition may be accompanied by the formation of fibrous caps or scar tissue. These make the vessel walls less elastic, and a consequence of which is increase in blood pressure. In addition, a disturbance to the endothelium may result in the formation of a thrombus at the site of plaque, causing obstruction at the site or breaking free and causing blockage elsewhere. What are the risk factors for cardiovascular disease? Modifiable risk factors are hypertension, cholesterol, obesity, smoking, lack of physical activity, unhealthy diet and diabetes. Non-modifiable risk factors are age, gender and family history. What is the link between cardiovascular disease and periodontal disease? The majority of these studies show a significant association between two inflammatory diseases. Many studies conclude the increased risk of cardiovascular disease is thought to be due to inflammation caused by periodontal disease, where there is increased inflammatory markers and hemostatic factors such as C-reactive protein. C-reactive protein is a protein found in the blood, the levels of which rise in the response to inflammation. It is synthesized by the liver in response to factors released by macrophages and fat cells. Hemostatic factors, such as platelets, are increased also. Increased numbers of these factors in the blood increase plaque buildup, which lead to the swelling of the arteries. Other studies show that oral bacteria represent a possible link to the understanding of the interrelationship between the two inflammatory diseases. Oral microorganisms such as Porphyromonas gingivalis have been identified in atherosclerotic plaque. Accumulation of excess cholesterol contributing to the development of atherosclerotic plaque may result from the lipopolysaccharide cell wall capsule of the P. gingivalis inducing the macrophage foam cell formation. These microorganisms enter the bloodstream by attaching to fatty plaque on the coronary walls and contribute to clot formation, enhancing the risk of coronary heart disease. A number of studies suggest there is a link due to confounding factors. A confounding factor is a variable which is related to one or more variables defined in the study. It may mask an actual association or falsely demonstrate an apparent association between the study variables, where no real association between them exists. If confounding factors are not measured and considered, bias may result in the conclusion of the study. The following confounders were taken into consideration: smoking, gender, diabetes, and diet. What is the role of the dental hygienist? The dental hygienist plays a vital role in caring for, motivating, educating, and supporting the cardiovascular disease patient. A complex medical history should be recorded prior to the treatment and updated at following visits. The clinician should have a detailed understanding of the condition and the medication associated. The dental hygienist must provide clear, evidence-based advice to the patient about possible links and risk factors between periodontal disease and cardiovascular disease, such as smoking, diet, gender, and inflammation, in order for the patient to have an awareness of the association. The most important factor the dental hygienist must address in managing these patients is oral hygiene advice, using good communication techniques so the patient can take responsibility and improve the success of dental management. Motivation of the patient is essential at each visit, using radiographs and periodontal indices. Dietary advice should be provided at every opportunity to reduce or modify dietary fat intake, as studies have shown a reduction in the risk of cardiovascular disease. Reduction in fat can reduce risk of obesity, lower cholesterol, and blood pressure. Smoking cessation should be provided and addressed at every opportunity, as it is a risk factor for both periodontal disease and cardiovascular disease. Smokers are twice as likely to have a heart attack as non-smokers, and it is important to inform patients of the effects smoking has on the heart, including damage to the lining of the arteries, leading to build-up of fatty material, which narrows the arteries. Also, blood is more likely to clot, and there may be an increase in blood pressure also. It is also important to make the patient aware of the effects of smoking on the oral cavity. Non-surgical periodontal treatment should be provided, as studies have shown this can reduce inflammatory mediators such as C-reactive proteins. Non-surgical periodontal treatment reduces the bacteremia in the oral cavity. This is the only place in the body that has direct access to the bloodstream, which means pathogens in the dental plaque can access the heart, where they adhere to coronary walls and cause inflammation. The dental hygienist should arrange regular appointments to monitor and maintain periodontal conditions, once stable, to help maintain health. The hygienist should work alongside other health professionals, including cardiologists and general medical practitioners, using a multidisciplinary approach to patient care. The hygienist should work in the voluntary sector or within hospitals to raise the awareness of the importance of oral health, ensuring professionals are making patients aware of the risk factors and the importance of regular visits with their dentist or dental hygienists. We can work together to provide the best patient care.